The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Oh, hey there, BTN News listeners. It's Friday. Yeah. And it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Sorry, we're a little late today. It's been a busy Friday on my end. It's the 19th of January, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, it's not really a great Friday for a lot of Snap employees. Snap, yep, might remember, yeah, they're kind of the corporation that owns Snapchat. They've laid off about 24 employees, including some from the branded content teams. Now, although Snap is having some layoffs, they are still focused on continuing to build out branded content. That will live, of course, in the Discover section that's in the new separate area in the updated app. And those are going, what separate part of the app? Well, yes, there's a redesign going on, and it's still yet to roll out entirely across the world. But they're saying just be patient, it is coming. Though you may be happier with what you got right now, because some people that have already commented on the new design, yeah, they hate it. Spotify and podcasts. Well, they've decided to revamp their podcast section. The new multimedia format is going to be called Spotlight, and apparently will pair visual elements with photos and videos with podcasts, audiobooks, and other audio content. This is part of the new overhaul from Courtney Holt. For those of you who don't know, Holt was actually hired by Spotify that he would be focusing on expanding premium video content, as well as developing podcast and audio programming offerings. Holt's quote was, "We're excited about Spotlight. It's a new format that merges great storytelling, news, information, and opinion with visual elements all delivered in a playlist across a number of content categories." Yeah, I guess we'll see how this works out. Because all I can see right now is it seems like Windows Media Player with some type of visuals as you watch the thing. You know what I'm talking about? Surely can't be like that. Surely. Now, unfortunately, we didn't really get to cover this blow-up of a news story. It was over the holiday season. And it has to do with iPhone and your battery, and they slow it down, and yeah, all hell broke loose at Apple when everybody found out about this. Basically, they're throttling your phone to help battery performance. Blah, blah, blah. Well, Mr. Tim Cook says now they promise they're going to let iPhone users turn that throttling off. That might have to do with about 20 different lawsuits blowing up in their face. So, Apple's going to give us the option to disable the performance throttling that was slowing down older iPhones. Of course, you always have the other option too, which is, you know, not too bad. That is, if you can actually get into an Apple store to get it done. It's taking advantage of that reduced battery replacement service. Yeah, $79 down to $29. Basically, Apple's way of saying, yeah, we feel guilty. And finally, this story is really not for any of you out there. It might be for some people that you know that you don't want to be associated with. Yep, we're talking about those morons and idiots that just love to be on the internet with viral videos. Now, if you haven't heard already about the Tide Pod Challenge, yeah, probably some of you have. Those of you who haven't, yeah, let me tell you about this stupidity. It's basically people eating laundry detergent and then making a video of it to say, hey, look how stupid I am. Well, people ain't going to be able to see their stupidity anymore because Facebook and YouTube are going to be removing those videos. Yeah, this thing has really gotten out of control in a very nuts way. Even Tide, the manufacturer of the Tide Pod, took to their Twitter account and actually said, "What should the Tide Pods be used for? Doing laundry, nothing else. Eating a Tide Pod is a bad idea." Sure is. I'm sitting here thinking, are people this stupid? Are people really this stupid? Unfortunately, yeah, some people are really this stupid. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. Yep, that's our website powered by uk2.net. You can find the podcast, the blog, and review section over there for your choosing. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at British Tech Network. We're on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our Slack room where we would love you to be a part of it if you're not already. Come join our BTN community. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show headed into the weekend. I hope you have a great one. Ooh, I'm looking forward to it. Have no fear, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, kick back and relax. It's Friday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.